The First Book of Samuel, Chapter 18. Now it came about, when he had finished speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as himself. And Saul took him that day, and did not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David, because he loved him as himself. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him, and gave it to David, with his armor, including his sword and his bow and his belt. So David went out wherever Saul sent him, and prospered. And Saul set him over the men of war. And it was pleasing in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it happened, as they were coming, when David returned from killing the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. And the women sang as they played and said, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Then Saul became very angry, for this saying displeased him. And he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?" And Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on. Now it came about on the next day that an evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul, and he raved in the midst of the house while David was playing the harp with his hand, as usual, and a spear was in Saul's hand. And Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, "I will pin David to the wall." But David escaped from his presence twice. Now Saul was afraid of David, for the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence, and appointed him as his commander of 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people. And David was prospering in all his ways, for the Lord was with him. When Saul saw that he was prospering greatly, he dreaded him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, and he went out and came in before them. Then Saul said to David, "Here is my older daughter, Merab. I will give her to you as a wife. Only be a valiant man for me and fight the Lord's battles." For Saul thought, "My hand shall not be against him, but let the hand of the Philistines be against him." But David said to Saul, "Who am I, and what is my life or my father's family in Israel, that I should be the king's son-in-law?" So it came about at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given to Adriel the Mahalathite for a wife. Now Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. When they told Saul, the thing was agreeable to him. And Saul thought, "I will give her to him, that she may become a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." Therefore Saul said to David, "For a second time you may be my son-in-law today." Then Saul commanded his servants, "Speak to David secretly, saying, 'Behold, the king delights in you, and all his servants love you. Now therefore become the king's son-in-law.'" So Saul's servants spoke these words to David, but David said, "Is it trivial in your sight to become the king's son-in-law, since I am a poor man and lightly esteemed?" And the servants of Saul reported to him according to these words which David spoke. Saul then said, "Thus you shall say to David, 'The king does not desire any dowry, except 100 foreskins of the Philistines, to take vengeance on the king's enemies.'" Now Saul planned to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. When his servants told David these words, it pleased David to become the king's son-in-law. Before the days had expired, David rose up and went, he and his men, and struck down 200 men among the Philistines. Then David brought their foreskins, and they gave them in full number to the king, that he might become the king's son-in-law. So Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, for a wife. When Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him, then Saul was even more afraid of David. Thus Saul was David's enemy continually. Then the commanders of the Philistines went out to battle, and it happened as often as they went out that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul. So his name was highly esteemed. The First Book of the Chronicles, Chapter 6. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas, and Phinehas became the father of Abishua. And Abishua became the father of Bukai, and Bukai became the father of Uzai. And Uzai became the father of Zerahiah, and Zerahiah became the father of Merioth. Merioth became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub, and Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Ahimaaz, and Ahimaaz became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Johanan, and Johanan became the father of Azariah. It was he who served as the priest in the house which Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub. And Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Shallum, and Shallum became the father of Hilkiah, and Hilkiah became the father of Azariah. And Azariah became the father of Sariah, and Sariah became the father of Jehosadak. And Jehosadak went along when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem away into exile by Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers' households. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zema his son, Joah his son, Idu his son, Zerah his son, Jeathari his son. The sons of Kohath were Amminadab his son, Korah his son, Asher his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, and Asher his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Sheul his son. And the sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophai his son, and Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son. And the sons of Samuel were Joel the firstborn, and Abijah the second. And the sons of Merari were Mali, Libni his son, Shemaiah his son, Uzza his son, Shemaiah his son, Haggiah his son, Asaiah his son. Now these are those whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord, after the ark rested there. And they ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they served in their office according to their order. And these are those who served with their sons. From the sons of the Kohathites were Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zuph, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Asher, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And Heman's brother Asaph stood at his right hand, even Asaph the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Michael, the son of Baasiah, the son of Malkijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zema, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And on the left hand were their kinsmen, the sons of Merari, Ethan, the son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Mali, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. And their kinsmen, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. And these are the sons of Aaron, Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Bukai his son, Uzziah his son, Zerahiah his son, Merariah his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. Now these are their settlements according to their camps within their borders. To the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the first lot, to them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah, and its pasture lands around it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the following cities of refuge: Hebron, Libna, also with its pasture lands, Jater, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Hylan with its pasture lands, Deber with its pasture lands, Ashan with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its pasture lands, Alameth with its pasture lands, and Anathoth with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. Then to the rest of the sons of Kohath were given by lot from the family of the tribe, from the half-tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershom, according to their families, were given from the tribe of Issachar, and from the tribe of Asher, the tribe of Naphtali, and the tribe of Manasseh, 13 cities in Bashan. To the sons of Merari were given by lot, according to their families, from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. So the sons of Israel gave to the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. And they gave by lot from the tribe of the sons of Judah, the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, these cities which are mentioned by name. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory from the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave to them the following cities of refuge: Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim with its pasture lands, Gezer also with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth Horon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands. And from the half tribe of Manasseh, Aner with its pasture lands, Bileam with its pasture lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. To the sons of Gershom were given, from the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its pasture lands, Dabaroth with its pasture lands, and Ramoth with its pasture lands, Anim with its pasture lands, and from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hukok with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Hammon with its pasture lands, and Kerathaim with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Levites, the sons of Merari, were given from the tribe of Zebulun, Rimono with its pasture lands, Tabor with its pasture lands. And beyond the Jordan, at Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, were given them from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jazah with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephaeth with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, Maanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazer with its pasture land. Psalm 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, to shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked. The one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain snares. Fire and brimstone and burning wind will be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face.
The Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 3. Now in those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair, and a leather belt about his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea, and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bring forth fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor,
and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus, answering, said to him, Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.